Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Boom, bang, pow. Hey, welcome back. It is Monday, March 19th, 2012. The question tonight, should we only help those who want to be helped? It's kind of an extension of a conversation we left off last Monday when we were talking about young men getting arrested in our communities. As we were winding that show down, the question came up, you know, why are we so concerned about saving everybody? Should we only really be concerned about those who want to help themselves? So that's what we're picking up tonight inside Money Monday. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Or 917-889-3926. There is no or. But you can join our Facebook group at TM Hyman Radio Live, or hit us up on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. You are in tune again to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your pop informer. Lean back, but we're going to get to it. I think it's an interesting question. Should we only help those that want to be helped? Several callers last Monday, well, I'll say a couple, not several. I don't want to exaggerate the truth, but a couple callers said that they thought a catastrophe needed to happen in order to really balance out, you know, the mood, people's apathy, you know, about life. People are so hopeless. You know, it may just take some type of catastrophe to wipe out a certain population. We really shouldn't be worried about everybody. We should only be worried about people who want to help themselves. That's the topic tonight. What do you say? We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. Paris Tunes. It's called Brooklyn Baby. You and Tide. Money Monday. Team Mama Radio Live. It's 9:03. We'll be right back. Paris Tunes. Brooklyn Baby.
I was hoping I
Money Monday. It is March 19, 2012. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. And before we go any further, all the way live out of Newark, Delaware. Give it up, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, good evening. How are you?
What up, what up? I am doing good. How art thou?
Oh, I'm well, thank you.
Glad to hear it. Domea live out of Chesapeake joining us in the second hour. Tonight's topic is, again, an extension of, I think, a question that was asked last Monday. Should we only help those who want to be helped? That's the discussion. And, you know, again, if you want to get into it, hit us up, 917-889-3926. Chilling out here on the East Coast. Big up. Those on the West Coast, those Midwest, those worldwide. Toya, should we only help those that want to be helped? You know, last week we had people on the call that thought we should just, you know, just blast a few people just right off of the face of the planet and start over and we'll be good.
No, I think we do need to help people. I don't think that it's... they don't want to be helped. I think some people are ashamed to ask for help. They let the pride get in the way. And sometimes if you just extend the hand, it'll open up doors for that person. So I don't think we shouldn't help someone because they don't ask. I mean, you can help someone and they not even know that you helped them. You know, there's plenty of times people have blessed other people. They don't put their names attached. So you can help others. Even though they may not ask for it, I think it's still a good gesture to help people when they're in need, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with that. Do you think it's wrong for someone to see a need and just because, you know, the person did not deliberately, you know, say, hey, I need you, you know, the person didn't respond? Walk right past what they clearly saw was a need?
I think we've all done that, really, if you think about it. You see someone who's out on the street, you just walk right past them. You don't even give it a second thought. I don't think that people do that with the intent of, I'm not going to help that person because they didn't ask. It's just something you do. Most of the time, if someone doesn't ask, you just don't help. You don't offer your assistance. You just keep on going about your everyday things. But... you know, sometimes you have to actually step back, take a look at what's going on around you. Can't always be stuck in your own little world. And think about other people, you know. Like I said, most people don't do it to be mean or spiteful or just because, you know. People just don't realize what they've done, you know. I walk past people all the time, I'm quite sure, in my own little world, not paying that person any mind. They may need help, and I just don't think twice about it.
Yeah, and so is that because we are heartless? Because clearly, you know, we can't, you know, just walk around saving people, and we can't give a dollar to every homeless person that's in need. You know,
right.
that's just reality. So I think a piece of that is humanistic, just going on about your daily life. But do we look, and it's not even really a question because I know we look down on those who are, you know, less fortunate. But when we think of those that don't want to help themselves, you know, are we thinking about homeless people? Do we see homeless people as people that's really just comfortable at rock bottom and they really aren't trying to do any better? Is that really the case? I mean, you know, with homelessness, you know, I know some of it is circumstance, some of it is mental illness, but even in the midst, we still have a way of looking down on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, to answer the first question about us and our perception, I don't think that we're heartless people. I think over time we become immune, per se, to what's going on around us. You see it all the time, and it just becomes like a norm for us. So I don't think we're heartless.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we've become so used to it, it's just not a shocker to us anymore. It's not like, oh, my gosh, this person needs help. It's just like, oh, there's another person who's homeless. You know, it just seems like a norm, which is sad that that is a norm, especially in, quote-unquote, the richest country on earth. But, you know, I think we just become used to it. So we become immune to the fact that that person needs my help. And you just, like I said, you just keep going on about your business. I don't think that everyone looks down on people who are less fortunate than them. I know that, especially over the past few years, working on myself, just taking notice of what other people's circumstances may be. Not everyone's in a position that they're in because they want to be in that position. I mean, how many of us are just a paycheck away from being where that person is? You know, there was a time where I thought, oh, you have the same opportunities I have. You chose not to take them, therefore you're in the position that you're in. But over the years, I've realized that's not necessarily true. Like you said, mental illness, a lot of people don't know that they're mentally ill, and when it hits them, you know, they don't know what to do. So that puts them in a position where, you know, because they can't balance their emotions, they can't balance their well-being as far as their mental health is concerned, it puts them in a position that they cannot function in everyday life. So as a result, they may lose their job, they lose their family, they lose their home. So it's not, I can't say that we all look down on people. I mean, there are plenty of people who do look down on others because they're not in the status that they think that person should be in. But I don't think everyone's like that. I think that that's a minority now, because everyone now is starting to see, because of the economy and how many people have been affected by it, that it can happen to anyone, including me. It can happen to you. I mean, it can happen to anyone, you know. So
absolutely.
I think that's changed people. Yeah, changed a lot of perceptions out there.
Yeah. The people that used to have no longer have. We'll be right back. It's 9:13. Should we only help those that want to be helped?
Searching, only thinking about myself. Now I'll be all alone hurting. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the night. If we aren't supposed to be, we're stuck with no charm. Before you set me free, hear my voice. Say,
if you only stay,
I'll make you stay. Oh, say,
oh, baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I need some of that sweet tea. You're the only one who sets me free.
Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Money Monday. Roundtable discussion is about should we only help those that want to be helped? I guess the general consensus so far is no, we should not only help those that want to be helped. We don't really know who wants to be helped. Some people are just ashamed to ask for help. Some people let their pride get in their way.
Is it possible to know that is it possible not to know that you need help?
No, it's not. I don't think it's that you don't know that you need help. I think it's just you not wanting anyone to help you because you just want to do it yourself. Some people, like I said, they're pride. They just want to be able to dig themselves out of the hole that they may have gotten into. They want to do it on their own. They don't want a handout per se, even though it may not be a handout. It's just someone who generally wants. They're genuine. They want to help you, but some people just don't want that.
Because do you think an abused woman doesn't need help? Do you think she sees herself as someone that needs help? You know, or someone may say, you know, because she's in that situation, she's gone back, you know, after being abused. You know, well, I'm not trying to help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. I mean, do you? Possible to be so bound, if you will, that
in those situations, yes, you know, I was thinking more along the lines like financial need, but in those situations, yes, it is possible to need help and not really know it because you're so used to being in that situation and you're just so blinded by quote unquote what you think is love that you just don't want to help because you don't think you need it. Where someone else knows you need to get out of the situation because that situation can turn out for the worst. You know, and some people do wash their hands of a situation like that. It's like, I've tried. I pulled you out of that situation. I've given you what you needed to start over, but you've gone back. Some people do wash their hands and say, you know what, I've done everything I can do. You're on your own. I don't want to help that person anymore because they don't want to be helped. And I don't think it's so much that they don't want to be helped. I just think that they're so into that situation they don't realize that they need to be helped.
Right. And so, I mean, I was thinking, I got to thinking about all of the times in which I've heard, you know, every scenario in which I've heard, you know, that statement or that question be asked, more so than the statement, you know, why are we even concerned about somebody that doesn't want to be helped? Typically, we think financially, you know, if someone's not working by choice, well, you know, if you don't want to work, you don't get fed. But someone in an abuse situation, you know, they I'm almost positive that they don't really want to be abused, but they just don't know how to get out, or maybe they don't see themselves as somebody that's in a bad situation. Maybe they think they deserve the abuse, you know. So I only put that spin on it tonight because we have to be careful in our assumptions and in our, you know, statements regarding people that need help. My notion is always I like to treat people the way I want to be treated, you know. If you see me in a bad situation, I want you to try to get me out because maybe I'm so fearful I can't do anything, you know, to try to get myself out of the situation. That's why I need you, you know, working that much harder on my behalf. Treat people the way you want to be treated is always my, you know, it's always my benchmark measurement. But, you know, I thought that was an interesting, you know, dynamic to just that question, you know. Should we help those that want to be helped? I think abuse is one that we don't often think about because we don't want to get involved with that anyway, do we?
No, because it could be messy. And a lot of times you find that when you try to help someone, they always take the other person's side, per se. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people say, you know what, I don't even want to be bothered. I've talked to them, I've offered my help, I've offered my assistance, I've tried to, you know, pull them out of that situation, but.
Yeah, and yeah. It's risky. Because
it is messy,
often,
and you just don't want to be involved.
Yeah, more often than not, you know, you've taken a side, they're back together. Now that person, that other person's angry with you, your relationship's messed up, but their relationship's healed. And you're looking like
yeah.
a fool. We don't
yeah.
want that.
No, not at all. Not
folks,
at all.
You
I mean, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You good?
No, I was just going to say, you know, there's the other extreme, and that's, you know, those people who don't want to do anything, but they want a handout all the time. That's the other extreme to what we're talking about. You know, those people who they don't work. They don't have their own. They're living off of other people, and they just think that something is owed to them. Why they think that anything is owed to them, maybe because of previous circumstances,
right.
things that they have gone through in the past, they think that something's owed to them. People need to realize nothing is owed to you. Everything you want, you have to get yourself, you know?
That's right.
Those are the type of people, no, I don't want to help you because you really don't want to help yourself.
You gotta get some to get some. And then if you're 45 still at home with your mama, go get your own apartment. We'll be back.
Ego on swole, money obese. Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tag gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Gold for the night is, I ain't trying to remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'm indefinite. Mollus make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me all night, and I won't remember you in the morning.
Shawty, you could be the one I can't tell with. All of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort, we don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest small, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hatin' ass nigga always gotta make it something? And this shit be over nothing, swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffin' and puffin'. Cause the chick that you be lovin' be on my dick and she cuffin'. She should give me $20, give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of men. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't acting like she feels.
I can make you fall in love with me.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame. The fame way. Come right to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin. And then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face off.
Muhammad Radio Live. Hey, welcome back to the show. Tonight, the topic is, should we only help those that want to be helped? Once you jump into the conversation, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, we want to hear from you. I read a book last year, 32 Ways to Be a Champion in Business. Business is my thing. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a community leader. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm always looking for resources, and I like role models. I was raised in a role model environment. You know, I have a role model mentality. We need role models to be successful. I do not believe we should write people off. I do believe that everybody deserves a second chance. Everybody does not believe that. I am one that do believe it. And Magic Johnson. Irvin Magic Johnson wrote a book, 32 Ways to Be a Champion in Business. And when I thought about this topic, I remembered back to the first, chapter of his book. It was, you know, Magic Move Number One. He talked about the mission. And the title, you know, of that piece where he talked about mission kind of started off with each of us can make a difference, even if it's one street corner at a time. And he started off talking about how his father and other, you know, entrepreneurs in his hometown of Michigan was his first real role models and mentors. We need more role models. He talked about how he met Joe Smith of Elektra Records and Peter Gerber of Sony Pictures, because they had courtside Lakers tickets, and after the game they would socialize, and you know they would ask him about basketball, and he would ask them about business. What am I talking about? Where am I going? Again, should we only help those that want to be helped? No, because I think anybody can be helped. Anybody can turn it around with the proper role models, with the proper support system, with the proper network. A lot of people are unsuccessful because they just were born into a challenging situation. There are some people that are successful because they were born into a successful situation. Yes, some of it is hereditary. A lot of it is hereditary. But sometimes it's circumstances. And, you know, any of us could have been born into a different circumstance. So we shouldn't feel entitled or privileged, but more so grateful and appreciative of the things that we were born into, because guess what? Then the next part really is sustaining it or working for yourself, because you can inherit, but what have you done? Never look down on anybody, because you never know, as Toya said, in this economy, when you could be the man down needing somebody to help you up. But I thought that was real cool. One, that Magic Johnson thought enough about other people outside of himself to write a book to help people advance. If he was of the mentality that, you know, I only want to help those, you know, they want to help themselves, he probably wouldn't have helped. He probably wouldn't think about helping people outside of his circle, because he could probably look down on us and say, because we aren't where he is, you know, we aren't trying to really help ourselves. You understand what I'm saying, Toya? Or am I babbling? Am I just rattling off?
No, I understand what you're saying. A lot of people, especially when they get to a certain level of success, forget about how they got there, where they were before they got there, and us little folks down here at the bottom of the totem pole. So, no, I definitely understand what you're saying. And it, for him to take the time to write a book to let people know, you know, even though you get successful, you know, you become successful, I say, and find success, you don't have to necessarily forget about everyone who's not on the same level that you're on. You definitely should help other people, whether it be, you know, be a big brother, be a big sister, be a mentor, be a role model, whatever it is that you do. I mean, it doesn't always have to be monetary, but a lot of times time and effort put into someone else will help a lot of other people in the long run. So,
yeah, definitely. Magic spoke of the son of a Jamaican immigrant. I think it was Jay Bruce. I want to say Linwood, but it wasn't Linwood. But he was one of the most successful black men, you know, in America. And he talked about how he sent him off with a mission, you know, on his journey with basketball to become a businessman. And then he was a son of a Jamaican immigrant, and he built an empire that included one of the nation's biggest cola distribution companies, a cable company, and a broadcasting company, and in turn, Essence Magazine. You know, so I want to say, I can't pronounce his name, but Google J. Bruce. I think it was like L L E W E L L N Y or Y N, something like that. If you can pronounce that, you figure it out. Coming up next, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, with finance. J. Bruce something. Before we go to break, let's go to the phones. Area code 813. Last four digits, 5297. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
My name is Yolanda. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Yolanda, back with us from last Monday. Welcome.
Hi.
Back. We enjoyed you.
Thank you.
Yolanda, the question tonight, should we only help those that want to be helped? And if I'm not mistaken, I think you didn't ask a question. You really made a statement, but it was a question. You said, why can't we just help those that want to help themselves? That was you, right, last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That was me.
What's the perspective surrounding, what's your perspective surrounding that question?
Um, we spend a lot of time focusing on people. I guess we have a natural tendency to gravitate toward people that need help. And sometimes we just get really, we get consumed in that person, even when they're not benefiting from our help, or they're just, it's not really help for them. It's a crutch, more like a bridge to the next person that's going to help. And oftentimes we leave others that truly can benefit from it, that need that push, just need the extra motivation to get their wills going. But we're so entrenched in helping those that,
Are we wasting resources?
I would say that we're misappropriating our resources, not really wasting them, because something is going to, they're going to pick up something or another, but I think we could just redirect our resources and our time toward those that really are open to receiving the assistance and that they're going to capitalize on it and use it and do go into the next level. Once you see that somebody's really not trying, you need to move on, pretty much. And it's hard
couldn't
for
there
us to
be reasons? Couldn't there be reasons why there's a lack of focus, or there appears to be, you know, I'm not trying. My mind is focused on something else. Maybe my mom and dad are fighting at home. Maybe I'm being abused. Maybe, you know, we live in our car. You know, I think that there are things that take place that sometimes I'm not focused on school, even though I'm in the third grade, even though I'm in the sixth grade, even though, you know, I'm in the first grade. I'm not focused on school because I'm distracted by what's going on at home, and it has me emotionally bound. I see that. I experienced that with kids. Folks, before we go any further, I just want to let you all know, Yolanda is an educator. Yolanda, is it private school or public school?
Publicly private. It's public.
Public school. And we're going to continue to talk about this topic. Should we only help those that want to be helped? Because I think you should really, really listen closely and tell somebody to listen. Because we're talking about right now, we're about to go into a conversation that deals with your kids. And I don't think you know enough about, you know, what's really going on with the education of your kids. And I don't think you're really talking to teachers. You're going to get it up close and personal right after this. We'll be right back. You can tune to TMI on the Radio Live.
Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. You make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile, running.
So I can't stop now. These shit I can't stop now. I'm on my last mile, running. Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless. And everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I find another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up.
No, I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
How you make moves while you're dreaming? I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Shalique Rivers, Last Mile. Hey, we got Shalique Rivers coming up next week. He will be here with us, bringing us new sounds. But now, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for Miss.
Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to touch on the 7 steps to making and keeping your credit and debt goals. How often do we actually set a goal to repair our credit or pay off debt or work towards it for just a few months and then we just forget about it and push all our work to the side and put our plans on the back burner? You know, it's really easy to push goals to the side, especially when they seem like they're unattainable. But if you have the right approach, you can reach pretty much any goal, including your financial ones. It's a little harder to reach your financial goals because a lot of times you have to give up your wants. Not necessarily your needs, but your wants, which a lot of people do not want to do. So the first thing is set goals the right way. Just setting a vague goal like I want to get better credit, you're not really saying what it is exactly that you want. Everybody wants better credit. But what do you mean by better credit? By when do you want to have the better credit? When you set the goal, they should be specific and realistic. A better goal would be I want to improve my credit score from maybe 600 to 650 in 6 months, or I want to reach 750. I want a perfect credit score. You need to be specific in actually what exactly it is that you want to attain. Break the goal down into steps. So to reach the goal, you'll need to take specific actions. An action plan is like a roadmap towards your goal, so without it, you can easily get lost. You won't, reach your final destination unless you actually map it out. So just planning the steps that will take you to reach your goal will help give you the direction that you actually need. Third thing you should do is make a timeline. Part of making your goals specific is including a deadline. If you're just working towards something and you don't give yourself a due-by date, then it probably won't get done. So just make sure you make a deadline for reaching your goal. I plan shorter deadlines for each of the steps you'll take to reach your goal. Usually the shorter deadlines will give you something to work towards. The next thing you can do is write down your plan. You should always write down your plan to help keep yourself accountable for what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So just put your goal in writing, place it where you'll see it regularly, whether it's hanging in on the refrigerator, whether it's on a cork board in your bedroom, whether you hang it on the mirror in your bathroom, somewhere where you can see it every day and you won't forget about it and push it to the back of your mind, somewhere where you'll see it all the time and it'll be a constant reminder. So just make sure you write down your goal. Fifth thing is track your progress. Now that you have your goal written down, you can easily update your progress on that same piece of paper. There's lots of ways you can track your progress. You can check off your completed action items. You can write down increases in your credit score or the reduction in your debt. You can write down the number of days that have passed by, whether you're counting down. Whatever you need to do, just track your progress because it'll help you move forward to the next step. Tell someone, let a friend or a family member know about your goal. It will help keep you accountable, especially if you have a problem with doing what it is that you say you're going to do. If you have someone in your ear constantly asking what you're doing or did you do what you say you're going to do or what's your next step or questioning what it is that you're doing or just being support, that will help you to attain your goal. And lastly, celebrate success. you don't have to wait until you actually reach your final goal to celebrate. You can give yourself like a quote-unquote pat on the back as you make progress to help motivate yourself to keep going. So as you see progress, you'll become inspired to keep going. So just keep those things in mind. And just remember, once you reach your goal, don't backtrack and forget about everything you worked towards. There's a lot of people who will clean up their credit just to, you know, obtain a house or purchase a new car or whatever their the big goal is. And then once they've obtained what it is that they want, that house or that car, they forget all about, you know, what it took to get them there, and they'll just let everything fall by the wayside again. So just, you know, once you actually get to where you want to be, make sure you stay there. You don't have to go through the whole process over again. So just keep those things in mind when you're trying to make and keep the goals when it comes to your credit and debt.
It's 9:46, Toya live out of Newark. Thank you very much. Young Swag, I'ma do you dirty. You on the radio live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going in, whoa.
I'ma act a dog. All on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross the light tone. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma act a dog.
I'ma do you dirty, I'ma do you.
it up for Beth.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes will find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you still want lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last of the case. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Right in touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Hammer Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. That was Get a Room, Bezel. Hey, tonight's topic, should we only help those that want to be helped? Toya Live out of Newark. Hey, I advise you to apply those tips. She's trying to help you to keep your finances intact. We have Yolanda. Yolanda is an educator for one of our public school systems here in the great United States, but specifically in Tampa, Florida. And last week, she shared her perspective on why so many young men in our community are getting arrested. And, you know, just to kind of bring it, you know, from last week forward, you want to, you know, just recap on why you feel, you know, young men, you know, are getting arrested at such a rampant rate in our communities?
Well, what I had stated last week, with the bottom line was hope, H-O-P-E. That was my word. That was after every comment I made, that it went all back to that. And just exposing our young men to things outside of their environment. And I had mentioned that I heard from a speaker in my classroom one day that sometimes we have a fishbowl we live in a fishbowl. We just keep going in circles and circles, and then maybe come up for a little while for air, but we go back in that fishbowl. And I think a lot of our youth, and since we're referring to males, that's what they're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It shocked me a little bit to hear.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
To hear that they don't have experiences outside of their immediate environment. And I'm getting used to hearing that because as when I was a youth, you know, I did things. I went places. I was around people outside of my neighborhood. But today it's like that's where everything is in the neighborhood. So I think the hope of them actually seeing beyond what's in front of them is not happening. So all the alternative and the most accessible alternative is to getting into trouble. So that's a recap. Without all the extra, absolutely.
I mean, so when you said hope, you were really saying a lack of hope, due to really a lack of experiences. Now I'll tell you something. I moved to the South from up north, so my perspective is a little different, and I understand that people move different, think different, speak different, do things different as we go from regions to regions, from states to states, from the East Coast to the West Coast. But I'll tell you, it was almost like culture shock, coming from Virginia specifically to Florida. There's a completely different way of seeing things, a completely different way of handling things. And I think, and I'm not grouping everybody into the same, barrel, but I think my experience has been with a lot of people, people are hopeless, people are frustrated, but more than not, I see that people who are in cycle type of situations, people who have attitudes that harm them more than help them, are people that really didn't have the proper role models. They lack the support, really the basic support that any human needs in order to be successful. So I think this topic is quite interesting tonight because, it should be a by default no. We shouldn't only want to help those that want to be helped because, I think there's a population that, to Toya's point, would never say it because, of just the embarrassment, how it makes them feel. And then there's some people, I'm not sure they know that they need help because it goes back to that dysfunctional norm that was spoke of last week. I'm not sure everyone knows that they need help. But you talk to us as an educator. You see it every day.
I'd like to go back because Friday I had the opportunity to hear, and I say life coach, T.D. Jakes. And one of the things that he said that I've made some notes and I wanted to apply to this topic was getting past things so that we can open ourselves up for blessing or open ourselves up to move forward.
Let it go. Absolutely.
And before we went to the break, I said, let's redirect our energy in helping those who want to be helped. And I kind of reflected back on that, and I don't know if I want to recant that statement, but I definitely want to say this about helping. When we are helping, and you mentioned, what if there's family problems, and what if there's this, and what if there's that, I think we really need to see, we're accountable in this as well. What types of help are we offering? And to talk about what Jake said, we need to be key. If those are the situations that we're dealing with when we're trying to assist you, then maybe the help that we're offering, we need to check that and not just be trying to give, be specific, just like the young lady spoke about the goals for your finance. Be specific in the types of help that we're offering. If they're having family issues, let's help them get beyond those issues so that they can receive other things and not just say, okay, well, I'm going to take this kid to Chuck E. Cheese or I'm just going to hang out with this kid and, we're going to go to the mall, eat because that's not really what the child needs. I guarantee he's going to the mall because he got new shoes on every day. But let's focus our help. Then we can help them get past all those reasons for not doing well and all the reasons that we use when we go to jail or something bad happens to us. I think we just really need and to really focus our help, and maybe we'll see better results, and maybe, you know, we won't have to keep spending, you know, large amounts of time helping this person the same day. You know,
I totally understand. It is 10 o'clock right now on the East Coast. It's 7 o'clock on the West Coast. It's 3 a.m. out in Paris. It's 5 a.m. in Baghdad. Hey, and folks are tuned in all over the world. Hey, we appreciate the support. We'll be right back. You're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Boston, far away. Money Monday. Watch, should we only help those that want to be helped?
Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very pride of me. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual, getting a little sexual, and now I'm about to test the rule. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Yeah.
time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc. I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, that was Boston Far Away. Thanks for rocking with us. It's about 10:05 here on the East Coast. Got about 55 minutes left in this show. Just talking about, do we help those who want to be helped, or help those who don't want to be helped, or who do we help? We have Yolanda on the line. She's been rocking with us this evening. Yolanda, thanks again for joining us. Yolanda actually checked in with us last week. I had a lot to say about the topic, and tonight we're talking about
I'm sorry. What I just heard was T.D. Jakes might have preached a different perspective upon you. Did I hear that, Toya? I think I just heard that.
Perfect.
She went back through some notes, and T.D. Jakes might have helped change her perspective. Did I hear that?
Hey,
I didn't change my perspective. I didn't change it. I just, okay, sometimes, you know, I'm still with help those who want to be helped. I'm there. But what I did was I just opened myself up a little bit. To receive that and say, if we are helping, because you mentioned those issues about, oh, they've been abused and they've been drug riddled and
we don't really think about those things. We're like, hey, why can't you pay attention? Hey, focus, boy. Hey, what are you doing over there? Look, stop playing. I mean, and they're really issues.
Well, how long can we use that as an excuse? I've worked, and I'm going to say this because I've worked in several different environments. I've worked in homes where kids were abused and neglected. I've worked around drug addicted people. I mean, it's in my family. And I think when we're helping, and what I had said earlier was, we don't want to enable,
mm-hmm.
but we want to empower. And I think mm-hmm. when I brought it back and said about T.D. Jakes is, he said, getting past, because as long as we're tied to that past, we're never going to move forward. So let's focus our help and make it specific to what that need is, because sometimes we need to check our own motives for helping people, and I think he mentioned that as well. But and once we focus it and it's not joined, then we still need to put a time on that thing and move on. We could still check in and be like, how you doing, what's up? But ultimately, everybody has to make choices for themselves.
No, and I totally agree with that. And I don't think, you know, Toya or, you know, anyone else that's a part of this program you know, doesn't believe that people should be accountable. People have to, you know, work hard in order to be successful. You know, but I think that everybody, in my opinion, deserves some compassion, only because of my beliefs, and I'm not going to go there. You know, but I just think that there's only one that paid, you know, that paid the ultimate price, in my opinion, you know, from my perspective. And because of that, you know, we should just try to do better amongst one another. And it's not easy. You know, it's not easy, specifically dealing with difficult people and rowdy kids. I mean, and I hear when you say, how long are we going to make an excuse for poor behavior? You know, let's be responsible. Let's be accountable. Clearly, there are some bad kids that need to be disciplined and need the needs life's consequences to kick in, you know, in order to really teach them lessons. Clearly, there's a population for that. But I think, again, more than not, there are people who have found themselves in situations that, you know, they may not be able to help themselves and really need somebody else to just mm-hmm. step in and do what they do to make it better for them.
I mean, I know there's no like definite for everything. Nothing is written in stone because
right.
flexibility. We have so many I guess being in the education system, there's not any room for you to be like, oh, this is my idea and this is what it is and I'm sticking to it, because you're encountered with so many different situations during, throughout the course of a day, not even a year.
Right.
But I just, to try to keep some consistency, because I get caught in that, you know, and I don't mean to take it off to a whole nother realm, but I've experienced kids, you know, just last year I had a student commit suicide, two summers in a row.
Wow.
And
how old were they?
It's sixth grade and eighth grade. And
wow. Young,
female,
old baby.
Both female.
Yeah.
And one of the young ladies would talk to me every day, and he was open.
Wait,
up
wait,
to
I'm
me
sorry. What were the ages again?
The sixth grade, probably 12 or 13. And then the eighth grade, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So you reach out and you help whatever, you know, is included in that category of help. You offer talk, you do all these things. And the reason why I say focus your help, because once you understand what the situation is, then it gives us a better chance to kind of get things going. Sometimes we can't. I think we get caught up trying to be, and I've heard it, the hero, but we need to say, okay, here's where I draw the line. I can't do anything else for you, but I can get you to a place where who can, by directing you to the appropriate people or the people that are skilled in this area or the people who can do a little bit more than I can.
Right.
Because sometimes we get, it takes a toll on us too, as the adult or the person that's offering help. And then we're not good
to
anybody. So I think we... Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish.
I think we really just need to focus it. I'm not going to be a hard bleep. I'm not going to be like,
No, I think it should be focused. I think everybody's situation should be personalized and focused strictly on their circumstance and their situation. And I think oftentimes we try to put everybody in the same bucket when, you know, my situation is not like your situation. Your situation is not like their situation. And so when you say we have to focus our resources, I'm with you 200% there, because every situation really should be dealt with one-on-one.
Yeah. And, you know,
and I
found myself, I saw a text message on my phone from this girl that it's been 2 years, because I felt like, oh, I didn't do enough. And I that's why I said, do what you can and then go to the next and direct that person, because you get emotionally strapped with their.
You can't do that when you have so many kids.
You really can't be effective anymore, because you know,
as an educator, you have to know. No, and I'm cutting you off. And you know, I apologize, but I just want to say, you just said something. You said you can't be effective. I think any educator, any teacher, that gets to the point to where they feel they can't be effective, or they start feeling ineffective, it's time to pause for the cause. And I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But I hear you 1,000%. Folks, you're in tune to Money Monday, and tonight we're talking about, should we only help those that want to be helped? We've gone off into the area of education, and that's because we have guests hanging out with us tonight, Yolanda, who is an educator in the public school system. You know, and as you can hear, you've been listening, you know, she seems a little discouraged, a little weary, but we want to make sure we encourage Miss Yolanda tonight as well, because the question is it possible to need help and not know it? I asked that question earlier, and sometimes we're put in positions to help other people, And we need help ourselves. We need help to see things differently. We need help resource-wise that'll make it easier. And tonight, we just want to stimulate some thought that'll cause you to think differently about how it is you may feel. You are in tune to Money Money.
Money Money Radio Show.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated. I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortal. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure to earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there. Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see.
Their existence question is answered fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you insane, skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep, but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak, so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Just run away, you never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered in neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing and artist art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say,
a little something extra, but you can get to know me if I let ya. If I let ya. Different, a way you never seen. I can only be me, can't be the way you want me to be. Gotta be me, gotta be me. I be bad, and be my, yeah.
Tia Soldier Enigma here on Tim Harmon Radio Live. Can't wait for her to join us on the show again.
So smooth.
Yes. Thanks for rocking with us, Yolanda. Thanks for hanging out with us all night.
No doubt.
Perspective on the topic. Plus, we definitely appreciate you.
Ms. Yolanda, you also are a business owner. You want to talk about your business?
Do I want to talk about my business? My business is music.
Okay.
My business is lifestyle. It's entertainment.
Okay.
Yep. It's about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I wasn't, I said okay. I'm listening.
Oh, it's about bringing a service to the people and stimulating their minds. I'm in the business of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I own a magazine, yes.
Okay. See, the producers is like, okay, what did she sell? What did you just open up? Did she sell dope? What is this? What is the problem?
I was really trying to send. I want people to be more specific. I said it that way because I wanted to stimulate the thought of the listener.
Okay. So when you say you own
it's
a magazine.
A magazine?
Expound. Expound.
Okay, the name of my magazine, I'm going to go just try to give a little blur. It's Fashion Sessions Magazine, and you can Google that. And the word, it's a Caribbean themed magazine, highlighting Caribbean music, dancehall, reggae, soca, compa, zouk, reggaeton, bachata, whatever. And I got the idea for the magazine actually over 10 years ago. So this is something that has been manifesting itself in my head for quite some time. And just recently, almost, 3-4 years ago, I actually came back up again and I decided to move forward with the idea. So I investigated the market, and there's actually not a market for that type of publication. And I'm specifically speaking about Central Florida. There are a few, maybe, in the New York area, because that's a highly populated area for Caribbean Americans, and a couple maybe in Canada. Of course, they have a lot of blogs and things of that nature, but nothing similar to a Source or a Vibe magazine, you know, comparable to a hip-hop publication. So that's where I decided to go. That's the direction I went in. And
as
I've been listening to the music.
As a business owner, it's not difficult as a business owner myself. Toy is a business owner. It's not easy to build and sustain to where you know you're profiting and it's all good. We need help sometimes. Are you someone who openly ask for help? Did you have help building the business? Are you someone who really wouldn't ask for help?
Okay. Personally, as a part of my characteristic, part of my makeup, I wasn't a person that would actively seek help in the situation. I would always try and do things independently until we got to a point where I needed help. That's something that I've been working, that has been growing, that's part of me that's growing. Now, when I started the magazine, I did ask for help. I asked for help from people that were in the industry, you know, as far as building my clientele and just different ideas. I ask for help is in regards to the business aspect of it, and just different areas where I know I'm not skilled, graphics, things like that. It's been a challenge.
Did you get the help? Did you get the expected help?
At times, you know,
okay.
At times I did, and at times I did not, which kind of just brought me back to, you know, okay, go back to the book, go back to the online, go back to your, you know, read and research and,
right.
and look. And then that motivated me to ask different questions. So maybe I wasn't asking the right kind of help, or I wasn't targeting my questions.
But you knew enough to reach out. You knew enough to reach out. And I only really asked that question because, again, you know, we're going back to, you know, helping those, you know, that really want to help themselves. That's the question. And sometimes we have to know. We all need help, and we got to be willing to ask for it. Closed mouths don't get fed. And so I only ask so that people can hear your experience because, you know, I have a problem asking for help. You know, I mean, and Toya and others who really try to help to lighten my burden, you know, I know it has to be frustrating sometimes to want to help somebody, you know, that appears to not want help. And that's why I say it could be some other things going on there internally that it's not that, you know, one doesn't want help. Sometimes you just really don't know what to do. And it can be misunderstood. We don't need to make excuses, you know, because we got to be able to move past that. But, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
I see you're going to get you're going to really try to indoctrinate me, aren't you? As far
How
as
so?
Helping those who want to. Hmm?
Nope. Not necessarily, you know. I think again to each his own, but for me, you know, I'm just a helper, and I like to encourage other people to help. Hey, this is Jay Styles, Breathe Again. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Breathe again. Jay Styles, what's going on, everybody? You're in tune to Money Monday. Tonight, should we only help those that want to be helped? Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, coming to you live out of Tampa. We got Miss Yolanda hanging out with us. She's also live out of Tampa tonight. Coming up, entertainment news is really, I'm going to give you some information about the book that I was speaking of earlier, Inside Entertainment News, before we get out of here tonight. I'm going to highlight again Irvin Magic Johnson's, I'm going to call it a good read. More specifics coming up here shortly surrounding that read. Wow, we got about 28 minutes left in the show. Miss Yolanda shared she had a business. The name of the business, the website again, and you were about to tell us about the type of music that you listen to.
Yes, name of the business. And the website. The website is fashionsessions.com. B as in boy, A S as in Sam, H, mint. That's a Caribbean term for a party, fashion. So you might hear people say fashion, they're talking about going to a party. Sessions.com. And the music, dancehall, reggae, soca, anything that qualifies as Caribbean music. That's what we spotlight. Just recently added a hip-hop, R&B, rap feature because the two go hand-in-hand, if you ask me, and a sports entertainment section. So we're expanding as we move along into this world of ever-changing ideals
no
and
doubt.
Perspectives.
Congratulations. Congratulations on the business. And we found out that Ms. Yolanda is a business owner. And, she's been hanging out with us 2 weeks straight, so we're going to promote and help her along. Check out Bashment Sessions magazine.com. It's BashmentSessions.com.
.com, thank you.
BashmentSessions.com. Yeah. Check it out. I'm looking at it right now, and it is awesome. The quality is unreal. And this looks like something that we're definitely going to get behind. So BashmentSessions.com, check it out. It's all about reggae. It's all about reggaeton artists. So who's hot? What's coming? What's cracking? On the islands and in reggae music. So how did you come about to focus on reggae music specifically?
Well, I'm a lover of all things music. I love hip-hop, I love rap, I love reggae, I love R&B, but I love good music. So college time, living in Jacksonville, Florida, I was drawn to a crowd of, parties that were specifically that reggae dancehall theme. So that just increased my, affection for it, and as an adult, when I moved back to Tampa, I just was exposed to that environment even more. So, I thought, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And as I said, there's enough hip hop magazines out there that sort. There's XL, there's Vibe, there's Hip Hop Weekly, there's Hip Hop Daily, there's Your Mama Want to Read Hip Hop. I mean, it's a lot. So I was like, well, this music needs an ear. Definitely. Since, we got the pioneer Bob Marley and all the greats. You got Jimmy Cliff and Peter Tosh and, everybody. And these people really, you hear about them, but you don't really get to read about them. You just hear about the music and things that they've done. So I wanted to put it in print. I wanted to give people opportunity to go beyond. And sometimes there are some negative stereotypes associated with that type of music. And there are some really good things that happen in that genre. I mean, the foundation of hip-hop itself you think about Afrika Bambaataa and those that, migrated to New York in the early 70s. You got Grandmaster Flash. They're all Caribbean. Those people are Caribbean. You had Notorious B.I.G., Busta Rhymes, Heavy D. God bless this man. But they all have Caribbean backgrounds. So the music, just like this new article that it's hip hop, I mean dancehall reggae, mainstream reggae, that side chick. They go hand in hand. So Nas and Damian Marley put out an album.
I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I could tell that this is something that Yolanda's passionate about, because her entire disposition totally came alive. We went from talking about kids and where they were to a magazine and business. So we absolutely see what industry and what field she should be focused on. Right. Hey, we'll be right back, everybody.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Right now, we're going to jump over to our boy, Mr. TM Hyman himself, a hip-hop performer. Give us a little entertainment and
gracias, senorita. Hey, coming to you live out of Tampa. Hey, Magic Johnson, Urban Magic Johnson, I'm spotlighting him tonight. Big up to Irv. One, you know, we all remember Urban Magic Johnson shocking the world with his confession that he actually had HIV. But many, like, dumb years later, Magic is stronger. He looks healthier. He's definitely sicker than most Americans, which says that he's eating and living well. He's just a remarkable being. Urban Magic Johnson, you know, actually admired his father and other small entrepreneurs who created jobs and served as community leaders back in their Midwestern community. He worked with them, he watched them, and he developed an interest in building communities through economic development, watching those mentors. You know, while his basketball career was flourishing, his fame as an NBA player gave him access to some of the most successful and powerful business leaders in the country. He took advantage of it. Irvin's own entrepreneurial spirit also inspired them, you know, to want to serve as his mentors, which is awesome. He just got that kind of charisma. Irvin made the transition from the great athlete to a greater entrepreneur through hard work and avidly pursuing opportunities. He recognized that, you know, there was a opportunity in urban communities that were ripe for commercial and residential development. I'm not sure if you all really, really know, but Urban Magic Johnson actually partnered with major brands like Starbucks and 24-hour fitness centers and TGIF Fridays to lead a major economic push in urban communities all across the country. What I'm sharing this information for is to say, as it relates to the topic tonight, shouldn't we only help those that want to be helped? Clearly, you know, we need to help one another. We need to help, you know, anyone that we see that's in need of help, for really we want to treat people the way we want to be treated. But there are those that's been gifted through your influences, through your resources, like Magic Johnson, and you're not, you know, gifted to be able to partner with, you know, Starbucks and 24-hour fitness centers and TGIFs. But, you know, you have resources and you have gifts and you have talents that, again, you can start as small as the corner and change people one person, one day, one corner, you know, at a time. Start small. We don't always have to aim high. And so I encourage you to check out Urban Magic Johnson's entrepreneurial and community leader, I'm going to say Bible. It's 32 ways to be a champion in business. You know, it deals with, you know, choosing a business that engages all your talents and interests. It talks to you about financing a startup, about building and protecting a brand. And if you're an entrepreneur, you need to really understand, you know, more about your brand. Creating a diverse team of complementary strengths means stop hiring your cousins and people who gonna work for cheap and volunteer, and surround yourself by people who gonna make you better. And listen to your customers and serve to their needs. You know, without customers, you really aren't in business. Again, 32 ways to become a champion in business. Urban Magic Johnson, we say big up to you, and I encourage you to go out and check out his book. We'll check it Wednesday night, 10 p.m., back here, TMI Radio Live. And we are going to give you a little bit more Paris tune. This is called The Gift. We'll be right back. You're inside Money Monday. Paris tune, The Gift. Smooth joint right here. Think it's smooth anyway.
your beginning. Tender like a rare prince beast. Take your time, and when you're done, then baby, I'll share with you mine. Breathing in one another's existence, the sense of you makes me feel brand new again. Can't begin to express how much this love is taking me.
Close your eyes.
I got something just for you.
It's a surprise.
Only the night will approve.
I know you've been waiting.
I can see it in your eyes. Wait, it's over. To be just for you and just for me. Now we can feed on this energy, sweet insanity. We could be
as strong as the sun when you and I become one.
This is more than just a
physical love.
Can't begin to express. Watch this love is taking me there, 'cause I've got something just for you.
It's a surprise.
That only the night will.
I know you've been waiting.
I can see it in your eyes. The wait is over.
This is a gift to you.
Yes, a gift.
Radio Live, only about 9 minutes left here on the show, but we do have a caller that we want to go to. Area code 202, last 4083. Thanks for rocking with us. How's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, TM Hyman family? Cooper!
Well, well, well. Coop, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much. I have a cause that I'm championing. Cause y'all want to hear about it?
Hey, I'm laughing before
I'm
I even
sure.
Hear it.
I'm a little nervous, but go ahead, do share, do tell. Brace yourself.
I'm only doing this for certain states though, Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. I want them to come out with a law that says no woman is allowed to come out of the house without being with a male family member. That they can't drive cars. I want them to come out with laws that say that they have to wear, like, the gowns like the women wear in Saudi Arabia with their faces covered up. I want them to do all that.
Just in Virginia, Florida, and what state?
Virginia, Florida, and Ohio.
And why is that, Cooper?
The reason I want them to do that is because all these crazy laws that these states that have slid over to Republican control are coming out with, I figure they need to come. They need to just go full fledged, so that the next election will make it very easy for the Democrats.
Give us one of those crazy laws.
There's one that Pennsylvania is trying to do with the abortion laws, where a woman has to have an ultrasound first, and like what was it? Virginia was getting ready to do one where they had to have a vaginal inspection or whatever it was, something like that. And
what?
Apparently, The governor of Pennsylvania even came out and said that the law that they're talking about putting together, saying that he supports it, and said that any women that are concerned, they should just close their eyes.
Close their eyes to what? To abortion?
No, when the little inspection before the abortion is going on. They had to get an inspection like 2 days before. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Wow. So he said they should just close their eyes.
What?
Abortion.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, he said they should just close their eyes and go with it.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy.
What?
Yeah, and, oh, man, folks, if you are not registered to vote, please do yourself a favor. Rush down and get ready for this November election because we need people to show up at the polls. This is going to be just as interesting, but even probably more significant than the 2008 election. It's going to be interesting, Coop.
Hey, you're right about that. It's going to be heavy.
Going to be interesting. Folks, it is 10:55. We got like almost, you know, a little less than 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to say definitely a good topic tonight. Before we get out of here, Coop, should we only help those that want to help themselves?
We shouldn't force it on them. It should be there for them, and if they want it, we should provide the help. But you don't force it on anybody.
How long do you provide the help before you cut the help off because you're wasting my damn time?
Well, I mean, you don't have to cut it off. You can just let them know it's there, and you go on about your business. And when they're ready, they come on.
Okay. Folks, tonight we have really only wanted to give perspective. We are not the experts, and by no means do we ever want to, demonstrate or come off as if we are the experts. We do have opinions, but they are just that. They are opinions, and, you know, we respect yours and you should respect ours. I will say this, though. We have to be slower to judge and quicker to probe and listen. And I think as we probe and listen, it kind of humbles us knowing that all of us are really one paycheck from being homeless and really just a couple of steps, away from a bad situation, that could have you, in a wheelchair, a handicap. Be more sensitive to people's circumstances, knowing that, it could have been you. And that's all we wanted to stimulate tonight, a different way of thinking. I say believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Good night, everybody. Ms. Yolanda, any closing comments?
Just that, did you say his name was Cooper?
Cooper, Washington, D.C.
It's Coop.
Coop, yeah. Hey, but I really, I agree with what you said. My closing comment was, and Mr. Hyman, I'm glad you picked that up. That excites me about my music. And if we can help, like I said, focus the help, find out what that passion is a person really love, and then go from there. Help them focus on the positive things and not so much all the negative that's going on, because negative goes on in everybody's life, regardless of what it is. So we can redirect that energy and get them on the right path, then maybe our help will be more instrumental. And that's what happened with me. Music is, it keeps me.
That's the medicine.
My
that's
blood
pump. Absolutely, that's the medicine. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Coop, appreciate you, bro. Toya, take us home.
Thank you, Coop. Thank you very much, Yolanda. And be blessed, everyone.
Back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Check us out, everybody. This is Usher.
The way the world says we've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit the riches to find our way. Oh, give it all we both get.
kiss of love that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you most?
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Talk radio show.